At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Karina, what's going on today?
Hi. I have to call in about my husband.
All right. Okay. What's happening?
So my husband got laid off a little while ago, you know, a couple weeks. But now he wants to take 6 months off before looking for a new job.
Why?
Right. It's the silliest reason, I think. He wants to learn how to fix cars and do projects around the house and stuff like that. But the thing is, we really need the money. And I know it takes a while to find a good job, but my husband's like, oh, relax. I'll find another one and, you know, in due time. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do in the meantime? He's like, oh, I want to change the oil in my car. I'm like, what?
Right.
Wants to expand his horizons. I mean, 6 months offhand, I'm just thinking, is the average amount of time that most people qualify for unemployment. So he might be thinking to himself a little bit of a free vacation. Has he done this before? Been out of work for a length of time before?
Never.
Yeah.
We've been together for years and he's worked hard like all his life. Like since right. he was a kid, you know, and I understand that, but I'm just like, honey, you should still be like looking in the meantime because it's going to take a long time to find a new one.
Yeah. He's probably got friends that he's seen do this, kind of milk the system for a little while before, and he's like, you know what, it's my turn. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it does take time to find a good job when time does run out.
We have a family too. So, hello, we need the money. I can't be, like, just busting my behind all the time. You know, we need the money.
Right.
Hold on. Let's call him, okay?
It's easy to be irresponsible when it's just you and your lady. Mm. It's different when there's babies.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, Brett?
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hello.
Hey, man. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who told us about your plans to expand your horizon, learn how to churn butter, change your own oil, become a carpenter, and do all the cool stuff you never did before with the next 6 months that you're not going to work. What's going on here?
Well, not churning butter, but I've been working my whole life. I'm ready to take a little break.
Right, but a six-month break? Take 2 weeks. What's 6 months?
2 weeks? You can't get anything done in 2 weeks. There's projects around the house that I haven't finished. You know, you always start something and never get it done. A weekend is not long enough.
Listen, you don't have time to play. We have a family. And just because Chuck is off and sleeping on his couch every day drinking beer does not mean that that's what you can do. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But I've been working my whole life. Like, I've never had a break.
Tony, your lady's voice. I don't think you're getting one anytime soon, buddy.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Brett, that you've got severance, you've got unemployment. You might as well take some time off. It's not often that you get handed these kind of things and take a little breather. But they may see your side, Karina. You just sound lazy. You got kids at home. Go find a job. 6 months is a long time. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know what I used to do, Anna, is I'd find the job the day that I had gotten fired or laid off or whatever or quit a job. And then I would tell them I couldn't start for another 2-3 weeks, though.
Oh.
That way I could go on a bender because I had lost my job.
That's nice. So, Brett, you're into listening to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I am.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Brett lost his job. He was laid off. And he's decided that this is a good time. You know what? I'm just going to collect. I'm going to take 6 months off. I'm going to relax for the first time in my life. His wife, Karina, is like, are you nuts? You need to get back to work and start looking for a job.
Well, I think it's valid that she said that it takes time once you start looking to actually secure that job and get back to work. That's valid. At the same time, too, if you've been working for your entire life and this is the first time you've been in a situation like that, maybe taking a breather for a minute, that can also be valid, right? I mean, he can get something good out of that.
Yeah, they got kids. They got to pay their bills.
Well, those kids need to get to work.
Right.
And they can't all be on him.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-99. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. My husband has been laid off since the week before Christmas. We're still waiting. There's a glitch in the system, and we are waiting for unemployment to start paying him. But he is trying, and he is looking for a job. On the other hand, I love it that he's home because my house has never been cleaner.
Bang. That's work, the upside.
He is cooking. He is cleaning. He is doing stuff. He's earning his keep, that's for sure. But he is trying.
Nice.
But the guy needs to get back to work.
Right. Trust me, that's fun. But then the novelty of that wears off quickly, and then you're just stuck together. I've learned that. Yeah.
But he is trying. He's honestly trying.
You want to chime in too? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star.
Getting laid off stinks. There's no way, like, other way to say it.
Sure,
it's true.
Of course. It's tough. And obviously, it's a financial burden too. I mean, even if you're collecting, you're not collecting nearly what you were making usually. So it's a problem.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Today's best mix. Brett has gotten laid off. But his plan is that he's going to take 6 months off, collect unemployment, and just live his life. He says he wants to do some man activities, mm-hmm. work on the car, learn how to do an oil change.
Right.
Yeah. His wife, Karina, is like, are you out of your mind? We have kids. Go get a job.
Well, he believes that he'll take this time to go ahead and catch up on projects, learn some things about himself, and reflect a bit.
Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. That happened to my cousin, and he gave himself a couple of months, and 2 years later, he finally got another job.
Yeah, it takes a long time to find another job.
Especially in Connecticut. The companies are leaving, so you better get out there and hustle.
Yeah, it takes time to secure the right spot. Sometimes I like to grab the job first and then tell them I can't start for 3 weeks.
Right.
I'm with you on that one.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on hers. He needs to realize that this is what adults do. They work. And unfortunately, in this day and age, you don't have the luxury when you have a family to say, I'm going to take 6 months off. Now, if he has severance that can cover them reasonably for a little while, maybe he could take a month. But it could take him 10 months to find a job.
Yeah.
And speaking from experience, my husband was out of work and waited about 3 weeks before he started looking for a job. It took him 10 and a half months to get a job, so we had to pull the 401k money to just to keep a roof over our kid's head. You can't just say, okay, I decided I need a vacation.
You know what I do, Anna, is that's when I just desert the family. You know what I mean?
So
I just
nice.
Go pick out a new family somewhere
right.
else in another town, maybe Long Island.
Yeah.
Somewhere far enough
away. But they
away.
Don't know you.
Yeah, they don't know each other or yep. something like that. That's mm-hmm. what I do.
Let's take one more call. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on her side. It sounds glorious to be laid off and get paid to do nothing, but I've been through it twice, and I've had other friends be through it. It is the most depressing experience anybody could go through. You know, it's relaxing at first, but then once you actually do start applying and not hearing back from anybody, it is absolutely miserable. And it takes more like 9 months to a year, Raven. It's not 6 months. It is honestly probably the worst experience anybody could go through.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Our audience agreed with Karina today. Brett, you know, it's fun to have a little time off, but taking 6 months off and milking the system and getting your severance and unemployment isn't really fair to your kids that need you out there looking for a job. Plus, who knows how long it's going to take you to find the right work for yourself.
Yeah, I should do.
Those people, I love those people. They're right. Like, he should get a job. I don't know. It seems like common sense.
I feel like if he had all that time off around you, he'd be in trouble anyways.
Really? Really?
So, Brett, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to go get a job.
All right, good. Let's see if this actually happens.
Well, best of luck, man. Move slowly. Give yourself a little time.
If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.